Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on the radio and also those on the phone and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing to each and every one of you on this October 22nd, 2016. This is lesson 201. Can everyone see the presentation in the room, dear ones? Praise God. Chapter 43, entitled Bearers Broken Down. The opening hymn for our study today is entitled Wonderful Word of Life. You can also find this in the hymn book in number 286.
Sing them all over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of thy beauty see. Wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty. Teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words. Wonderful words. Wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Oft important and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinners to the loving call, wonderful words of life. Also freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
If any one of the dear little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to have opening prayer, bubble out.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and come humbly before our Godhead. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us safely through another week. Lord, I pray that you will be with us today. Prepare our hearts and our mind and our souls to be retentive to your words, dear Father God. Please let not any word of truth and inspiration fall upon deaf ears. I pray, Lord, for each and every one of the members that are here, for those that are listening over the phone, and for those that will be listening at a later time, and for those that are just absent, dear Father God, I pray that you be with them wherever they are. Touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. And if they're ill, dear Father God, whether it be physical or spiritually, make them whole according to your perfect will. Please be with us, dear Father God. Send your Holy Spirit to be with among us to discern what is of your word, dear Father God, and help us to stay focused and not to let the enemy rob us of anything throughout this blessed Sabbath day. Thank you for already working everything out. Please be with the speakers today, dear Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 7. Verse 24 from the King James Version, and it reads, "And from then hence he arose and went into the border of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into a house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled, barriers broken down in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Mark chapter 7, verse 25. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. Mark chapter 7, verse 26. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Amen.
Mark 3:10. For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. Matthew 15:21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of
Tyre and
Sidon.
So blessing everyone. Matthew 15:22. And behold, a woman of Cana came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grieved and vexed with a devil. Matthew 15:23. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came to besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cried after us. Matthew 15:24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Amen. Matthew 15:25. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Amen.
Amen. Can everyone hear me, dear ones? Okay, I'm having a little problem with the mic. Well done, everyone. Today, we will cover pages 399 through 400. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, bubble up.
After the encounter with the Pharisees, Jesus withdrew from Capernaum and crossing Galilee. Repaired to the hill country on the boards of Phoenicia, looking westward, he could see spread out upon the plain below the ancient cities of Tyre and Sidon. With their heathen temples, their magnificent palaces, and marts of trade, and the harbors filled with shipping. Next slide, please.
Beyond was the blue expanse of the Mediterranean over the messages of the gospel were to bear its glad tidings to the centers of the world's great empire. But the time was not yet. The work before him now was to prepare his disciples for their mission. In coming to this region, he hoped to find the retirement he had failed to secure at Bethsaida. Yet this was not his only purpose in taking this journey. Desire of Ages, 399, paragraph 1.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Why did Jesus not send the messengers of the gospel to bear his glad tidings to the centers of the world's great empire? And was Jesus' journey to this region only to find the retirement he had failed to secure at Bethsaida? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The time was not yet. The work before him now was to prepare his disciples for their mission, and know it was also to bring his disciples knowledge of their surrounding borders for
Desire of Ages, page 399. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Matthew 15:22. The people of this district were of the old Canaanite race. They were idolaters and were despised and hated by the Jews. To this class belonged the woman who now came to Jesus. Next slide, please. Desire of Ages, page 299, and it says, There were many Jews living among the Phoenicians, and the tidings of Christ's work had penetrated to this region. Some of the people had listened to his words and had witnessed his wonderful works. This woman had heard of the prophet who, it was reported, healed all manner of diseases. As she heard of his power, hope sprang up in her heart. Inspired by her mother's love, she determined to present her daughter's case to him. It was her resolute purpose to bring her affliction to Jesus. He must heal her child. She had sought help from the heathen gods, but had obtained no relief. And at times she was tempted to think, What can this Jewish teacher do for me? But the word had come, He heals all manner of diseases. Whether those who come to him for help are rich or poor, she determined not to lose her only hope. Amen.
Amen. Desire of Ages, 399, paragraph 2.
Well done, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Who also came out of the same coast and cried unto Jesus, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. And what was the reason she cried unto him? And one more, dear one. What did the Jews think about this race and how did they treat it? If you know the answer to the question, you know. Blah, blah.
A.
Woman.
Woman of.
Canaan.
Canaan.
Who?
Who was of.
This.
District.
District. District.
District.
People.
People of the.
Old.
Canaanite. Christ.
Race.
Her.
Cry.
Cry. Was for.
Same word over there.
Her.
Mm-hmm. Daughter.
Sit
down here. Grievously. Vexed.
With a.
Devil.
And
they
were
idolaters
and
were despised.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job. Let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Acts. It's located in chapter 17, verse 27. Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. How did the Canaanite women heard of Christ's work?
The answer is there were many Jews living among the Phoenicians, and the tidings of Christ's works had penetrated to this region, and some of the people that had listened to his words and witnessed his wonderful works reported that he healed out all manner of diseases, and as she heard of his power, hope sprang up in her heart.
Question, boys and girls, why was this chance so important to the Canaanite woman, and what had come out as a response to her question? What can this Jewish teacher do for me? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, Kabbalah.
She has sought help from the heathen gods, but had obtained no relief, and he heals all manner of diseases, whether those who come to him for help are rich or poor. She determines not to lose her only hope.
Amen. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 13.
Desire Pages, page 399. Christ knew this woman's situation. He knew that she was longing to see him, and he placed himself in her path. By ministering to her sorrow, he could give a living representation of the lesson he designed to teach. For this, he had brought his disciples into this region. He desired them to see the ignorance of existing in cities and villages close to the land of Israel. Continue, next slide, please. The people who had been given every opportunity to understand the truth were without a knowledge of the needs of those around them. No effort was made to help souls in darkness. The partition wall which Jewish pride had erected shut even the disciples from sympathy with a heathen world. But these barriers were to be broken down. Side Pages, page 400, paragraph 1.
Amen. Good job. Question, boys and girls. Was the Canaanite woman's situation known by Christ? And how did it become a blessing and a very important lesson to his disciples? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
Yes, Christ knew this woman's situation. He knew that she was longing to see him, and he placed himself in her path. And he desired them to see the ignorance existing in cities and villages close to the land of Israel and break down barriers with Jewish pride had erected.
Good job, dear Sister Janelle. Let's learn yet another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verses 14 and 15.
Pay thy vow. thou shalt glorify me. Psalm chapter 50, verses 14 and 15.
Amen. Welcome to all of your family that are joining.
Christ did not immediately reply to the woman's request. He received his representative of a desirous, as the Jews would have done. In this he designed that his disciples would be impressed with the cold and heartless manner in which the Jews would treat such a case, as evinced by his repetition of a woman in a compassionate manner in which he would have them deal with his distress, as manifested by his subsequent granting of his petition.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, why didn't Christ immediately reply to the woman's request, and how did he receive her, and why? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
He designed.
That.
You know that word.
Say it, I can't hear you.
His.
Disciples.
Disciples.
Should.
Should be.
Impressed.
Impressed with the.
Cold.
Cold and.
Heartless.
Heartless.
Manner.
Manner. In.
Which.
Which. The.
Jews.
Jews. Led.
What? Say it louder.
What.
Treat.
Treat.
Such.
Such. A.
Case.
Case. And. As. Evinced.
No. Evinced.
Evinced by his.
Reception.
Reception. Of the.
Woman.
Woman. The.
Compassionate.
Compassionate.
Manner.
Manner in which. With he would
same word too. Have
them
deal
with
such
distress.
Sound lighter.
As
manifested
by his
subsequent
granting of Paul
petition. Good.
Good job. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 25. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time for October 22 of 2016. Who changes our defiance to submission? We're going to find out in this story, but I'll tell you right off, it's Jesus. You know what defiance means? It means resistance. I won't do it. When we are asked to do something, we say, no, that's defiance. And our verse says, obey them which have the rule over you. Children, do you know what mean? That means your mama and your daddy have the rule over you. And submit yourselves, be obedient. For they watch for your souls as they that must give account. they try to keep you faithful to Jesus, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. Are your parents ever sad when you disobey? Yes, they are. Well, that is unprofitable for you. Disobedience is not good for you. That's taken from Hebrews 13:17. There was a young man and woman. Now, there are some young men and women and boys and girls who have no method in doing their work. They don't do it right. Though they are always busy, they can present but little results. They don't accomplish much. They have erroneous or wrong ideas of work and think that they are working hard, when if they had practiced method in their work and applied themselves diligently to what they had to do, they would have accomplished much more in a shorter time. When Mama asks you to take your clothes to your room, take an armload, not just one piece at a time. By dallying over the less important matters or just playing around, they find themselves hurried, perplexed, or unsure, and confused when they are called upon to do those duties that are more essential or needful. Under circumstances like these, where men and women and boys and girls are making such mistakes in their life discipline or practice, it would be sinful not to speak a word of advice and counsel. This means it would be a sin if mamas and daddies didn't correct your wrong habits. It is extremely delicate thing to tell people of their faults. It's not easy to tell someone their faults. That's what that means. The reprover is likely to find that in those reproved, pride and stubbornness assert themselves, and the will is arrayed in defiance and opposition. That means when a boy or girl is told to do something, they're doing wrong, they get rebellious. That's defiance. But for all this, advice should be given, and faults should be laid bare. In other words, talk to them about their faults. That the youth cultivate a teachable spirit, that they may be benefited by the efforts of those who seek to help them. Jesus told his disciples about their faults when they returned from their preaching tour, but he did it to help them. It may seem that we are to study our own hearts and square our own actions by some standard of our own, but this is not the case. We are to we are not to decide for ourselves what is right, but see what the Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy say we should do. This would but work deform. That means make something bad or worse instead of reform. That means make something good or better. The work must be done in the heart, and then the spirit, the words, the expressions of the countenance, the look on your face, and the actions of the life will make manifest or show that a change has taken place. In knowing Christ through the grace that he has shed forth or shown abundantly, that means a lot, we become changed. In humility, we shall correct every fault and defect of character. A defect of character means we are doing wrong things. Telling lies is a defect of character. Fighting with your brothers and sisters is a defect of character. Anything you do that you know is wrong is a defect of character. Now, to get the gist of that, let's go back. In humility, we shall correct every default and defect of character, because Christ is abiding or living in the heart. We shall be fitted up or prepared for the heavenly family above. Sons and Daughters of God, page 117. Now let's go through our verse again. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they that watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not grief, for that is profitable for you. That's Hebrews 13:17. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear brother. Well, dear ones, we have come to the end of our study. So next week, we will continue with part 2 in our study entitled Barriers Broken Down of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddy, would like to have closing prayer, Babala.
Father God, thanks for everything you did to keep us safe. Thank you for waking us up today. Father God, thank you for having us keep the Sabbath holy. Father God, thank you for everything you did and for the clothes, the roof, and food. Father God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, and for the energy, I hope that everyone will keep Sabbath holy, and I hope that everyone will start keeping Sabbath holy, and I hope that we thank you for letting us eat, and I hope that everyone will have a good prayer, and I hope that everyone will start on their sleep and having good dreams, and I hope that everyone will have some good days, and I hope that everyone will stop walking away, and I hope that everyone will stop having different dreams, and I hope that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, little ones, mommies and daddies, it will be October 29, 2016. We will continue with Chapter 43, Barriers Broken Down, Part 2. Hope and pray that all of the dear family were blessed by the children Sabbath school lesson and the story time. Keep it very close to your heart, little ones, to be able to glorify and please God, and it shows love to your mommies and daddies. We hope and pray that all of you all were blessed, and may you all have a blessed rest of this Sabbath. God bless each and every one of you.